Last night, there were three candidates in the race for the presidency. This morning, there are two. The Fianna Fáil candidate Jim Gavin dramatically announced his withdrawal from the contest. It follows a controversy first reported in the Irish Independent involving a dispute with a former tenant at a rental property he owned. The newspaper reported that the tenant mistakenly paid Mr. Gavin €3,300, which had not been returned. In a statement last night, the Fianna Fáil presidential candidate said, "I made a mistake that was not in keeping with my character and the standards I set myself. I am now taking steps to address the matter. I have also thought long and hard about the potential impact of the ongoing campaign on the well-being of my family and friends. Taking all of these considerations on board, I have decided to withdraw from the presidential election contest with immediate effect and return to the arms of my family." The rental controversy was raised during a live televised presidential debate on RTE's The Week in Politics, presented by Áine Lawler. Here's what Jim Gavin had to say when he was asked about it during the debate.
Yes, on that matter, it's over 16 years ago. It was a
it's simple. Very, do you want
it was,
the money?
It was a very, very stressful time for myself and my family with Jennifer.
Did you pay it
like,
back?
Like a lot of families, Áine, couples, we got into financial difficulty at that time. And on that particular issue, I don't have all the information to date.
It's very simple. Most people know if they owe somebody €3,300.
That was Jim Gavin speaking on The Week in Politics presidential debate yesterday. Let's speak now to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, this is really a bombshell moment in Irish politics, isn't it? Take us through the background to it and the story which first appeared in the Irish Independent last week, which has led to this announcement by Jim Gavin withdrawing from the race.
Yes, a story really that is quite simple in many ways, one that people can relate to. And I suppose for all those reasons, that added the pressure to Jim Gavin considerably over the last 24 to 48 hours. The story of tenants who, after they had moved out of an apartment that he was renting, there was a banking error that led to money still going to Jim Gavin. They say that totaled €3,300. And when they sought to get that money refunded to them and made strenuous efforts to do so, it wasn't forthcoming. So it has sat there for over a decade and a half now, but came to a devastating head yesterday. I suppose initially the Jim Gavin camp had been saying that they didn't have records of this. By the time he got to The Week in Politics, it was clear from his body language, though, he was nervous, he was beginning to struggle, and the language was becoming a little bit more vague. Culminating in that bombshell statement last night that he was withdrawing and talking about mistakes that were not in keeping with his character. Around the same time, Micheál Martin was sending a note out to the members of the parliamentary party saying that this was the correct decision, that Jim Gavin had accepted that he made an error and he wouldn't want to bring such a controversy with him if he were to be elected to Áras an Uachtaráin. And judging by opinion poll data and campaign thus far, I suppose that did look unlikely anyway. But there is a changed dynamic for the election now, and there are, I suppose, a degree of crisis running through Fianna Fáil.
And we'll talk about some of that in a moment. But on Saturday, Micheál, Fianna Fáil issued a statement to the Irish Independent. They said that Jim Gavin did not have any recollection or records of any such dispute, the dispute with his tenant, and that they have had reviewed all of the records they had from 16 years ago. That statement would seem now to be incorrect, wouldn't it? Because some details also emerging today of registered solicitors' letters being sent to Jim Gavin at an apartment at Casement Aerodrome where he worked for the Defence Forces and to his parents' home in Clondalkin. So no doubt there'll be huge questions about how much of the facts Fianna Fáil had and the campaign team had in relation to this issue.
Well, yes, and I suppose it clearly is incorrect, even judging by what Jim Gavin himself had to say that short time later when he got to The Week in Politics, talking about reviewing it and looking at it, and if it had happened that he was sorry, and it had moved to the point then of being categoric the day before to one of uncertainty. So it does raise questions. I suppose it will raise questions too about the fact that Fianna Fáil, TD, senators and others were out canvassing throughout the weekend for Jim Gavin, many of them making plans chance to do so through the busy budget week in the days ahead as well. And some of them beginning to ask that very question about what level of knowledge about this controversy was there at the upper levels of the party, and for how long? Was it running for several days or not?
And the focus now will turn on the party leadership, on Micheál Martin, the Fianna Fáil party leader, who handpicked Jim Gavin for the contest. What questions then will be asked about him in the coming hours and days?
I think there will be a lot. I suppose the Jim Gavin project was Micheál Martin's idea, and the fact that he endorsed it meant that it was always going to win over the parliamentary party, even if Billy Kelleher did mount a good fight there. So for those reasons, the scrutiny will be on Micheál Martin. There were some people who they say were never convinced about this strategy from the start. And I suppose some would say it's in keeping with Micheál Martin's leadership style that things will be kept close to his chest and ultimately an order would be sent down to the troops. That's the criticism that has been made. I suppose that order, that particular style is going to come into focus now. The party will be in crisis, and it's in crisis at a time when the budget is still being negotiated. So that is particularly pointed as well and adds to the drama of this. And I suppose his long-term prospects in the role as leader, well, they were coming into view in some senses anyway, given that he would be finishing up as Taoiseach towards the end of 2027. But I suppose the likelihood of him going beyond that now would have diminished, and people would certainly be thinking that within Fianna Fáil. In the short term, he'll have to quell the dissent and restore some calm and order to the party, whether that's by calling a special meeting in the next while, in the next day or two, one would expect.
And as you mentioned, all of this coming the day before the budget, a budget which will be partly constructed or written by Jim Gavin's Director of Elections, Jack Chambers. And one wonders, Micheál, about the wisdom now of giving Jack Chambers the job of managing Fianna Fáil's presidential election campaign at a time when his attention will have been on the budget.
Yeah, they were two mighty tasks, and I think some people will ask that question. And I suppose it was going to be a more difficult budget than the previous ones anyway, which again will raise questions about the strategy that was being pursued there. And I think you can see that in the fact that there are so many big departments, whether it's housing, health, and in particular social protection, that are going to go down to the wire tonight. So you will have a former director of elections and a party trying to work their way through this in the next 24 hours at a time of crisis. As well as that, what you do have is that unusual budget compared to others, where many people will look at it and say that they're not going to get anything back, given that you won't have any moving of the tax bans on this occasion and you won't have those universal tax credits. So I think even in more straightforward times, this would have been a hard sell politically, but it gets a lot harder now.
Will Jim Gavin's name still be on the ballot paper?
Yes, that has been confirmed by the department that it will. I think there were efforts underway last night to try and establish where was the print run in relation to the ballot papers. But either way, his name does remain there. And I suppose what you do have as well in this election are those large cohort of people, certainly large on social media, who say they didn't get a fair selection of candidates, that they would like to have seen more in the race. And already some suggestions say that if they were to put their weight behind Jim Gavin into that tick now for the candidate who's no longer in the race, could that ultimately force really things into unprecedented territory? Should he win it, would nominations have to reopen entirely? That's the kind of talk that's out there, illustrative of a real crisis, I think.
And briefly then, Micheál, what does his departure mean for the other two candidates in the race, for Heather Humphreys and Catherine Connolly, with all the focus now going to be on a head-to-head between the two of them?
I suppose as things stand, Catherine Connolly's leading the way according to the latest opinion poll on 32%. I think Fine Gael will be watching in particular now to see what Fianna Fáil does in relation to Heather Humphreys. Will they offer some formal type of endorsement, ask their people to go out and work for her as the government candidate? That's going to be the next key move in all of this. But as things stand, it is Catherine Connolly who is ahead.
Micheál, thank you very much. That's our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan. It's 7:21.